very important part of raising funds, an important part of the Port Douglas Community Service Network since 1990, so nearly 30 years, and certainly an icon of the local community. So well done, guys, you do a great job. Profits made by the Knickknack Shed go directly back into the local community. They help funding of the Port Douglas Community Service Network, and via the Emergency Relief Programme, they supply emergency bedding, clothing, furniture for those in need. So it's, you guys are contributing to a very worthy cause. It's great for locals. Let's not forget we get a lot of visitors to this part of the world, and they all get in there for their bargains. And again, all that those funds go back to the local community.
Come the last 6 years or so, and it's always a wonderful day. Yeah, we're staying down at the Tropic Breeze, so there's a whole group of us come. Yeah, each year. It's
where
wonderful.
Are you from?
I'm from the Gold Coast. These guys are from
Nelson Bay, and come because it's a community service, and the money goes to the community.
Yeah, it is a great cause, isn't
it? Word. Yes, it is. Wonderful.
And you had a good time?
Yeah.
Just something different to do and a fundraiser. So,
and yeah. Where are you from?
Melbourne. Yeah.
A lot of people here from interstate here supporting our local community.
Yeah,
Thank you for that.
Good. Okay. Actually, friends of ours that live here, they sort of said, when you come up, you've got to live like a local. So I play tennis with the locals, and so here I am. Yeah.
The community that you see in the likes of Mossman and Port, you perhaps don't see in the bigger cities. So I think they just love to get in the spirit, that old-fashioned, old-school community spirit. And you're right, a lot of people come up. Barry was on stage earlier. He's a regular grey nomad every year and gets involved. And
Barry Ian, and of course, I'll talk to Barry in just a moment, but Barry Ian is one half of a legendary radio duo called Baz and Pilko. Now, they were huge in Adelaide in the 70s, Sydney in the 80s, and went number one in Sydney as a radio duo. So Barry has a very interesting background, a radio background like you and me. Barry Ian, fantastic, mate, fantastic. What an effort.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
I'm good, mate. Now, listen, have you done fashion parades before?
A long time ago, I was a drag queen. But I failed. Yeah. I used to fashion model for Cox Foys.
Back in Adelaide?
In Adelaide. And John Martins and Maya when I was about 25. Because you had to make the buck outside of being a radio announcer those days and pay very well. But I thought it's time for a comeback. Well, I loved it today. It was good fun.
Well, you broke a few hearts here, I can tell you. You were dressed up in all sorts of outfits and a very, very sexy walk that you did on the catwalk. So you could see the experience shine through.
Yeah, I've watched a lot of Roger Moore and James Bond and those people. And probably, if we want to go way back, Spencer Tracy, William Holden, Errol Flynn. I modelled myself on all those. It didn't quite come off, but it was a great audience today. It was good fun. It was great fun.
Want to ask you about Knickknack Shed. I know that you get involved with Knickknack Shed. Why?
Well, in the caravan park, there's a whole lot of grey nomads like myself. I've been coming up here for 3 years now. Some of the people in that caravan park have been coming for over 20 years. And we decided we needed to do something to entertain ourselves because, you know, in a caravan all the time, living in close proximity to a lot of people, it's good to have something in common. So last year we ran a talent quest and we raised $800 by selling our own programs and having a few raffles, and we supported the neighbourhood centre because they let us rehearse there. So this year we're putting on a caravan cabaret. All the people, except for a couple, come out of a caravan park. It keeps us, what you say, entertained. We entertain ourselves. We have rehearsals. It gives us something to talk about. So we just do it for fun more than anything, and we'll probably raise about $1,000 this year for Neighbourhood Centre.
Isn't that great? And look, it's great that you do that, because you can just come up here and spend a bit of time in winter in this sort of weather and do nothing.
Yeah.
But you don't. You get out and you raise money for our local community, and congratulations for that.
Yeah, look, yeah, there are good people up here. This is Port Douglas. I've travelled a lot, Paul, as you have. It's the best place that I've ever been for what I want. And it seems a lot of people agree with me. The weather's fantastic. People are fantastic. I love the tropicality of the place too. I even love the crocodiles.
You love the crocs. I do too. You're not talking about the football team. You're talking about the lizards.
Yeah, I've been to watch them a couple of times. Gee, they're a good team. They really are.
It is good too, because you played footy, didn't you?
Yeah, I played for the Western Bulldogs. still follow them. We won a premiership in 2016. First one in I don't know how many years, since 1954. So I like to watch, you know, local footy too. It's just to see the enthusiasm around that club, which by footy standards is still quite a young club, and it's come a long way. Really has.
Well, look, congratulations. I know you've got to pack up all your gear here.
You've
but
got to sign all these autographs, Paul.
Yes,
hang on,
I know.
Ladies. Hang on.
Hang on, ladies. Back, on. Back, please. Thank you.
No pushing in the line, chaps.
Thank you very much.
Theatre of the Mind Radio. Fantastic. Good on. Thanks for talking with us, and thanks for supporting our local community.
Well, you know, the community supports us. We all help each other. I know a lot of the shopkeepers around here. Our caravan people go and entertain themselves in the shops, support the shops. They support us with a lot of sponsorship as well, and we just like joining in and being a part of the community, not just a visitor.
Good on you. Thanks, Barry.
Thanks, Paul.
When you've got a good crowd and people are up for it, it just makes your job easy. So I think everyone's come out and had a lot of fun. You just, you know, we all sort of turn into little kids, don't we, when we have events like this? And absolutely right, you know, you dress up and you know, might have a couple of extra beverages. It really doesn't matter. You just have a bit of fun, relax, get off the treadmill for a few hours and raise some money at the same time. You can't lose.
That's right. All right, terrific, mate. And you'll be back this afternoon between 1 and 4.
Cannot wait, as always. Googlies and gadgets and the lucky $5 note. See you then.